justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace! George Floyd! George Floyd!
This is a Tuesday evening edition of Ozarks Orange. Like they've done in numerous cities around the country, protesters filled the Bentonville Square yesterday evening in response to the death of George Floyd and other black Americans who have been killed while in white law enforcement custody. Floyd was killed last week when a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck while he was handcuffed. Former officer Derek Chauvin was arrested 4 days later and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter. Activists have demanded that the three other former police officers who were there when Floyd was killed also face charges. Floyd's death has sparked both peaceful protests and clashes with police, which is what happened in Bentonville last night. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there. She joins us tonight with now an update after speaking with city officials. Good evening, Zuzanna.
Good evening, Kyle.
Okay, let's start by going back to last night on the Bentonville Square when the protest started a little after 6 last evening. What was the atmosphere like at that point?
It was peaceful, which was always the original intention. Those chants you heard at the top of the story were recorded in those early hours of the protest. I'd say at that point there were upwards of 1,000 people. I would say that was the peak of the protest. Most wore black as a sign of mourning. There were a lot of signs, and many also wore masks because we are still in the middle of a pandemic. Both the Bentonville Police Department and the Benton County Sheriff's Office were also out to monitor the situation after reports of threats on social media against the protest. The protesters, meanwhile, marched around the statue of the Confederate soldier. That's right there in the middle of the square, and eventually spilled out into the streets. And that's when law enforcement did step in to close down the roads to vehicle traffic. It was a pretty diverse crowd out there, a lot of young people, a lot of families, and plenty of older folks there to show their support. I did end up speaking with one man who was at the protest early on. His name is Darnell, and he was there with his son. Here's a little bit of what he told me.
I'm here to protest the injustice that's going on around the country.
Hey, man, why was it important for you to come out here in Bentonville?
First, this is where I live. So I'm a representation of this community, and you know, we need to fight for injustice, and it's a beautiful thing that everybody is out here fighting together.
So why was it important for you to bring your son out here?
I want him to be exposed to this, to see what's going on at an early age and understand that you gotta fight for something.
And what is it like to see your community come out like this?
It's beautiful, it's overwhelming to see everybody from all different colors and cultures come together for a common cause.
You just heard from a protester who was on the Bentonville Square early last evening. But Zuzanna, it sounds like the protest took on a more confrontational tone as the sun went down.
It did. A lot of people left the protest by then, but a sizable group stuck around after 9 o'clock when it finally gets dark this time of year. The protesters gathered at the bottom of the steps to the Benton County Courthouse, where officers were lined up wearing body armor. They were also equipped with these yellow batons and gas masks. A post on the City of Bentonville Facebook page last night stated protesters damaged 2 police cars near the square, and Bentonville Mayor Stephanie Orman, who you'll hear from in just a moment, did confirm that just a few hours ago. There was also a post on that Facebook page stating protesters threw rocks at officers. I saw some plastic bottles being thrown in their direction, and also some fireworks going off among the protesters. Protesters have also accused officers of not giving them a warning to disperse before law enforcement used the first round of tear gas. Tear gas was used several more times after that to get the protesters to leave. Here's some of what I recorded in the final hours of the protest.
We want peace! 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 We want peace!
This is no longer a peaceful assembly.
Water?
Damn.
Water?
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. I'm behind you, Stormy.
Okay. Medic 10.
So I did hang back quite a bit to avoid the tear gas. I wasn't anywhere close to where it was deployed. But if you were anywhere on the square last night, your eyes were stinging at one point or another, especially as you got closer to the courthouse building.
All right. Now, you mentioned that since you and I talked for our noon show, you were able to speak with the mayor of Bentonville about what happened last night. What did she have to say this afternoon?
That's right. Mayor Stephanie Orman met with media outlets at her office at 3 today. She was visibly shaken and upset about what happened last night. Orman told us they were prepared for a peaceful protest, and what it turned into was not something anyone wants for their city.
I've had a lot of conversations with people today trying to understand. I can tell you, anybody that saw the George Floyd video, it's horrific. I stood with my police department as they were being briefed before they went out to the protest. And the one thing that the police chief said was, you get asked about the video, you tell the truth, it's wrong. And we stand with you on that. But I'll also tell you our community stands with nonviolent protests.
Mayor Orman says the night was hard on her officers as well, a few of whom posed with protesters for photos earlier in the day when the sun was up. She did say she was heartened by the volunteers who came out this morning to help city crews clean up the graffiti and trash that had been left behind from last night.
All right. Some of the protesters have accused law enforcement of also using rubber bullets in addition to the tear gas. Were you able this afternoon to find out anything about that?
I did ask Mayor Orman about that. She said Bentonville police were mostly stationed on the sidewalks around the square, not on the courthouse steps. Those were other agencies, including the Benton County Sheriff's Office, because there is some different jurisdiction there in terms of who owns the square and who owns the outside of the square.
Right.
The square itself actually belongs to Benton County. She told us Bentonville police don't use rubber bullets, but they do use these projectile beanbag rounds, which she said were deployed last night on a protester who had gotten into a physical altercation with a deputy. Orman did add that it's unclear which department fired the rounds. I do want to note that I called and texted the public information officer for the Bentonville Police Department, but have not heard back.
All right. What does Mayor Orman want the community to think about or to know as we go forward?
Orman said she wants residents to know that they are regrouping following last night. A lot of things are still unclear at this point. For example, whether there were any people from outside Bentonville who came to this protest specifically to agitate the situation. The mayor also said she wants to work with the community. So these issues that were brought up last night can be addressed and resolved by working together. And she wants to find more ways to build trust with the police department.
I don't know what the solution is right now, but there needs to be a solution. So I think my office is open. I think you'll see communities wanting to come together and have conversations and figure out how we move through this together.
As far as the protest that's planned tonight in Fayetteville, Mayor Orman urged protesters to stay peaceful.
And that Fayetteville protest is happening, or is at least supposed to be happening, as you and I talk, just a few blocks away from where I am at the Carver Center for Public Radio tonight. What about the Benton County Sheriff's Office? Have you heard anything from officials there?
So I also reached out to the public information officer at the Benton County Sheriff's Office, but I haven't heard back either. Benton County Sheriff Sean Holloway did release a statement a few hours ago, though. He writes that a peaceful protest turned into destruction of property, which raised safety concerns for those present at the rally. Holloway also states that urine, rocks, frozen bottles of water, and bottle rockets were thrown at law enforcement officers, and the situation escalated from there. To try to de-escalate the confrontation, officers used tear gas to separate the crowd and to force people to leave. The sheriff makes no mention of rubber bullets in that statement, in terms of them being used. Numerous other law enforcement agencies were called in to assist, including the Rogers, Bella Vista, Centerton, Lowell, Springdale, Pew Ridge, Siloam Springs, and Cave Springs Police Departments, as well as Arkansas State Police and the Washington County Sheriff's Office. And the sheriff did thank those agencies for coming to Bentonville last night.
Wow. All right. Well, tomorrow at noon, we expect that Daniel Carruth will be in this same position, giving us an update on what he saw in Fayetteville for the protests. Zuzana, I'm glad you're safe and well. Thanks so much for your hard work.
Thanks, Kyle.